Good morning. Welcome to Mountain View. This is our Mountain View Sings, which is a really, 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 really fancy Christmas pageant with a bunch of music. And we have Head for Home helping us out. We have our spirit singers. We have the Chanza Choir. Sarah Stevenson, thank you for playing a little bit on the prelude, and for Jerry, of course. We're missing one person, and that is our organist, Susan Carl, who called me yesterday about 4 o'clock and has to have her appendix taken out. So we, of course, didn't know that. She was at our dress rehearsal yesterday, and so we found out. So, of course, I sprung right into action and called Jerry. And so a lot of the things that you're going to hear from Jerry was stuff that she threw together in the last 24 hours. So would you give her a hand? So I hope you will enjoy the service as we get to hear the story again and again and again. We all know the ending, and it's a wonderful ending. Zoe, if you could give us our announcements.
Good morning, Mountain View.
Good morning.
Do you remember those tasty treats in the narthex? Well, you can help us keep providing great homemade cookies each Sunday. If you're interested, contact Judy Davis at the email and phone in your bulletin. All are invited to worship at One United Service at 10:30 a.m. on December 23rd and December 30th. On December 30th, we'll be having a pancake breakfast at 9 a.m. in Barker Hall before the service. Please also join us for one of our joyful Christmas Eve worship services at 5 p.m., 7 p.m., 8:30 p.m., or 9 p.m. Just prior to the 9 p.m. service, you're all invited to have a seat and listen to our favorite Christmas songs performed by our chancel choir, Wesley singers, pianist, and organist. See the bulletin for more information.
Good morning. I'm grateful to greet you this morning because I've been away for a while. My name is Sarah. I'm a pastor here along with Pastor Steve, and I've been on maternity leave for the last 2 months. So it is good to see you, people who can stand up and have a conversation. We are doing well at the Merchant household, and again, it's always good to worship with you here at Mountain View. And what a joy to be back on this Sunday. As a part of our Advent season, we have been living into the spiritual practices of meditation and prayer, and that can come in lots of different forms. Sometimes when we hear those words, we hear silence, bowed heads, and contemplative, but I believe that there's lots of ways of doing that, including with our body. And so in honor of our kids who will be moving around and using their bodies to act, all of our singers through which they use their vocal cords, and you all who will get to clap and praise and pray, I invite us to live into body prayer. So I want you to think about that. There's lots of ways that we can pray with our body. Sometimes it is bowing our heads. Sometimes it's opening our hands to receive as well as to give. Perhaps like the Pentecostals, we can just raise our hands with great joy. Maybe you have something tender on your heart that you want to hold and to lift up. Maybe you come from the Catholic tradition where they kneel a lot. That's good too. Any of these ways of praying are to be embodied. So I invite you to stand as you're able or to find that body position that is good for you and let us pray together. So again, if you want to raise your hands, put them on your heart, put them out, open, whatever makes sense for you. I'm going to let you pray in stillness right now for a minute, and then I will add words to our prayer. Holy and gracious God, we do come with gratitude and joy, tenderness and calls for healing, grief and hearts that hold uncertainty, that want to be moved into confidence, held in your hope. Let us embody them even as we prepare to welcome your greatest prayer of love, embodied in Jesus. From the tips of our fingers to the bottoms of our toes, let us know you, and you know us through our breath of body and soul. Hear, know, and hold us, and these prayers as you return to us a tangible tangible expression of your presence of love. We thank you, God, for bringing us, body, soul, and mind, to this place where we can worship together. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. I'll invite you to remain standing. You may sit, and we will hear from our Advent wreath lighters. Thank you, Betty.
You will find devotional books to be used along with the lighting of the Advent candles in the pews. As you reflect on these readings, feel free to add your thoughts, drawings, or doodles on the blank pages provided. You may leave the devotional books in the pews or take them home to review as desired. The books will be available throughout the Advent.
The theme of our Advent Sundays this year is Faithful Ones at the Nativity. Angels are messengers of God. Some are human, others divine, but we all speak the truth of God and demand our attention. We must prepare and be ready to respond when we hear the goodness of God. Mary, Joseph, and the shepherds and the angels all had at least one thing in common, a sense of urgency to spread on the good news of Jesus' birth, the good news of peace on earth, the good news of a Savior who loves and a God who seeks justice. The work of God's angels may have shown in Bethlehem, but it doesn't end there. The tranquility and calm of the sheepfold may have been the setting for the grand announcement, but soon we were all caught up in the excitement. This news is not meant to be kept quiet. Jesus' birth is a story that is meant to be told.
The scripture is from Luke 2, verses 9 through 14. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. An angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men.
Let us pray. Dear God, give us the courage to tell everyone the difference Christ has made in our lives. In this time when we anticipate Christmas, help us to be ready to share God's love and to proclaim our joy to others. Let our voices rise to tell the story. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen.
Let us scream.
And will you all pass the peace to each other?
I invite you to stand as you are able for an invitation to worship, found in your bulletin or on the screens. Our faith has us waiting for a baby, one that will bring light and love to all.
Prepare the way.
He will grace us with peace we cannot begin to understand.
Prepare the way.
His birth will bring us reasons to rejoice, and his life will bring us reasons to hope.
Prepare the way.
Hope, glory will shine, and everyone will see it, just as God has promised. Please join me in our next hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful, number 234.
Our service today is entitled To Mountain View Sings. It is our gift to you, a gift of music and words that tell the story of Christmas. As we live in these weeks of waiting for the Christ child to be born, our wish is that the story will bring you hope. Prepare the way of the Lord, the prophets called, assuring us that God will fulfill his promises to walk with us, to journey beside us, and to bring us peace. And while it is a story we all know well, it is a story that never grows old. Today, our voices may span generations, but our hearts all sing the same song, and we are excited to share that song with you.
Prepare the way of the Lord. New life, forgiveness, and never-ending grace. Can you believe it is all happening?
What are you talking about? What is happening?
A baby, born to save us all. He'll bring peace and hope and joy to the world. So many reasons to rejoice this day.
Really? Where is this baby? When will he be here? How do you know all this?
I read about it in a book. It said, "But you, Bethlehem, are only a small village, yet a ruler will come from you. He will stand to lead his flock with the Lord's strength. He will be the source of peace." See, that is how I know.
It says a ruler will come from Bethlehem. It says nothing about a baby.
The ruler they're talking about is a baby, a special baby, one that we have been waiting for a long time. I may just be an innkeeper here in Bethlehem, but I can feel the excitement in the air. Something incredible is going to happen. We just have to wait.
Okay, but in the meantime, we better get back to the sheep. Yes, we do have work to do. Kind innkeeper, how will we know when this baby is born?
You'll feel it, all the way down to your toes. There will be love around and creation will be at peace.
Prepare the way of the Lord.
Greetings, my name is Mary, and the most amazing thing just happened to me. I was having an ordinary day here in Nazareth when the angel, Gabriel, appeared and brought me some pretty incredible news. The angel said to me, "Do not be afraid. You have found favor with God. You will give birth to a son, and you will give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. His kingdom will never end." I am bursting with joy over this news, but I'm also afraid. Why would God pick me? I'm not even married. But I am the Lord's servant, and my heart knows I will love and care for this baby. Oh, here comes Joseph, the man I am to marry.
Hey, Mary, while I was sleeping, the angel Gabriel appeared to me in a dream. I was told that you, Mary, would have a baby, and that the baby will be the Son of God. My heart is heavy, but I do still wish for us to be married and to become this baby's father here on earth, and that is a big responsibility. But I am God's servant and will do what is being asked of me. I will love and care for this baby.
Breath of heaven, hold me together. Be forever near me, breath of heaven.
I have traveled many moonless nights, cold and weary, with a baby inside, and I wonder what I've done. Holy Father, you have come and chosen me now to carry your son. I am waiting in a silent prayer. I am frightened by the load I bear. In a world as cold as stone, I must walk. Do you wonder, as you watch my face, if a wiser
As Mary and Joseph await the birth of their baby in Nazareth, things in Bethlehem are getting pretty crazy. Emperor Augustus has ordered a census to be taken throughout his empire. He has declared that everyone should return to the city of their ancestors. This has brought so many people in town. Joseph is the descendant of David, so I expect that Joseph and Mary will be arriving at any moment. I just hope they hurry. All the rooms in Bethlehem are filling up.
We must travel to Bethlehem, but Mary is so close to having her baby. My faith tells me to keep moving, and I know that God is walking along beside us.
We have traveled far, but the city is crowded, and the inns are all full. My baby will soon be here, and this has filled my head with worry. But my heart is calm, and I trust that God will help us find a place to rest.
Welcome to Bethlehem. Welcome to Bethlehem. I hope your travels were smooth. Can I offer you a song to celebrate the end of your journey?
Oh, yes, please. A song will lift our spirits.
Lovely song. Do you know where we can find a place to rest? Can I offer you a song? Mary is tired and I think her baby may be coming soon.
I am an innkeeper, but I have no rooms. You both look so worn out from your journey. Perhaps you can use my stable. It is not much, but the animals bring comfort and hay will provide you a place to lie down. At least you'll be safe and warm during the night.
Thank you, kind innkeeper.
That night, as the stars twinkled overhead in anticipation of all that would come, we picture Mary there in her stable as she waits for her baby, surrounded by the animals with prayers in her heart. Let us pause to reflect on our own prayers. We pray that God's love will shine brightly as now as it did on that first Christmas so long ago. Please join me in the congressional prayer found in your bulletin or on the screens. Oh God, we wait for your Son, who comes to us in a stable, surrounded by poverty and simplicity. We wait for our world to feel the presence of the Christ child. We wait for our hearts to be transformed, and you choose the lowly, outcast, and the poor to receive the greatest news the world has ever known. So may I worship. Amen. Please take a moment for personal prayer and reflection. That night the baby was born, the one that the prophets had written about many years before. He would bring peace and love, hope and joy. God took special care to place a special star high above the place where the baby slept so that all the world would know something truly special had happened that night in Bethlehem. Mary wrapped her newborn son in cloth and laid him in the manger.
Thank you.
As we sit here with the baby Jesus, I can feel the sky exploding with love. Do you think people all over can feel that the world has changed?
The heavens are singing with joy. And look, a star has appeared overhead, a special star that I suspect will bring visitors. Surely the world can sense that God has given us all a truly amazing gift this night in Bethlehem.
The presence of God has filled the small stable, and I am content.
My heart is full. Noel, we sing. Christ is born a king.
Thank you.
night this has been, but I do not think it'll stay quiet for long. Do you think we should expect visitors on this night and for many nights to come?
Yes, I do think many people will want to be part of all that has happened tonight. On Christmas night, all Christians sing "All to See the Newborn King."
As the ushers prepare to pass our offering plates, we remember the visitors to the stable that night and reflect on how they were awed by the baby Jesus, a gift from God. Let us in turn share what we have to this church so that the spirit of Christmas might reach others within and outside of our congregation throughout the year.
Dear Lord, every good gift comes from you. Please help us to use our gifts to serve you and share the love with others. Amen.
We are waiting for visitors to come and see the miracle of this baby. Of course, the animals have been here all along, sharing the stable with us. I do believe that they can sense the wonder this baby has brought.
What a fantastic night in our stable. This baby has been born, and the light from the stars above fills the barn with wonder.
The mother calls him Jesus. He must be special. I can feel it.
Yes, he is special. We should stay close and surround him with love.
I can drop my awesome surgery.
The baby makes me feel at peace.
He will mean so much to the people around the world.
How exciting that this was the stable where he chose to be born. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
I can sense the presence of God in the small stable, and I can hear the angels singing across the night sky.
I feel like dancing. This baby brings joy.
I can't imagine a more perfect night.
The baby looks like love.
This baby will change the world. Peace to all.
The angels sing of miracles tonight. It looks like they're off to the field where the shepherds watch over their sheep. Glory to God, the angels sing.
Show the brightness of his smile, the glory of
of peace for all eternity. Oh, his name shall be.
The craziest thing just happened. We were in a field not far from Bethlehem when the angel of the Lord appeared, and the glory of the Lord shone all around. We were afraid.
The angel said to us, "Fear not. I bring you good news of great joy, for unto a Savior is born in the town of Bethlehem." The angel told us we would find the baby, this Savior, wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
And then suddenly in the sky, right over our heads, there appeared a choir of angels. They sang and praised God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on peace, goodwill toward all people."
Look, the star shines bright over the stable where he sleeps. It is just as the angel said, great joy indeed.
I hope the others will see the star and understand what it means. You should share this joy with everyone.
Run, shepherds, run and see the baby.
Run, shepherds, to Bethlehem.
What a journey this has been. My heart overflows with so many wonderful.
It's true. I feel it too. This baby is a gift of love and peace for all the world. His name will be known for all time, and he will live in the hearts of people forever.
We've been waiting to rise up. Come on and get ready. The Lord is coming, so prepare the way.
Rise up, come on and get ready. Oh, people, rise up, get ready. Your light has come so long. We've been waiting for the holy day. Now the Lord is coming, so prepare the way. People, rise up, come on and get ready. Oh, people, rise up, get ready. Your light is come, for he shall be called the Lord of Lords, and his kingdom's power will last forever. Get ready, oh people, rise up, get ready. Your light is come so long, we've been waiting for the holy day. Now the Lord is coming, so prepare the way. People, rise up, come on and get ready. Oh people, rise up, get ready. Your light is come, and he shall be called the Lord of Lords, and his kingdom's power will last forevermore. Get ready, oh people, rise up, get ready. Your light is come so long, we've been waiting for the holy day. Now the Lord is coming, so prepare the way. People, rise up, come on and get ready. Oh people, rise up, get ready. The light is come, and he shall be called the Lord of Lords, and his kingdom's power will last forevermore.
You've listened to the story, and I know that your heart is singing with the joy of Christmas. This Christmas, and for the whole year ahead, share the gift of Jesus with others so that God's love can be felt by everyone around the world. I invite you to stand as you are able and join us in singing our closing hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, number 240.
Joyful are ye nations, rise.
And now, go out, spend some time this week, just as the choir sang, getting ready for the coming of Christ. We're a week away. Embrace the Advent spirit of anticipation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.